Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. So what did we learn from Mitt Romney's tax returns released formally this morning? It's no surprise that the highly successful former equity fund manager earned $42.5 million over 2010 and 2011. And once this year's returns are finished, the Romneys expect to pay about $6.2 million in taxes for the 2 years, just less than the $7 million they've given to church and charity. In 2010, that meant taxes slightly less than 14%. David K. Johnston is a columnist for Reuters. He's also the distinguished professor of tax law at Syracuse University. David, I know you want to focus on one aspect of these returns, but you say the biggest thing you want to underscore is that everything is legal.
Absolutely.
Break down the numbers for us. Let's take this 20 or so million in income this year. Now, Mitt Romney made maybe 14 million or so off money that he invested. So these are his capital gains, returns on stocks and interest on his savings. Then there's the money that he made off someone else's investments, people who invested in his former company, Bain Capital. He and others at Bain Capital, in effect, were paid by those investors for making their deals, but were paid with the profits of those investors. Explain how that works.
A successful manager like Romney gets a share of the profits he produces, and Congress allows the manager to be taxed the same way people who had capital at risk is, at this very low 15% rate. It's called a profits interest. Romney doesn't have an ownership interest. He doesn't have any stock, but he has a right to receive income. And that produces big benefits for him, especially in terms of passing money down to his sons.
We want to pick up on that, but we should say this idea of this profit interest, this carried interest, it's legal for managers at private equity firms like Bain. But Romney also takes this income years after leaving Bain because this is his retirement deal. It's all legal. He continues to get these profits from other people's investments, and they come to him as income, but he can file them at the lower rate. But you mentioned his sons. This is something that you've really focused on in the reading. Tell us more.
Well, the Romney sons have a trust fund with $100 million in it. Now, currently, the maximum amount a married couple can pass to their children without paying gift tax is $10 million. They've got 10 times that. But the Romneys confirmed through their lawyer to Reuters that they did not pay any gift tax. So how did they pull that off? Well, they apparently gave the sons some of their carried interest. And because the carried interest is not an ownership, it's a right to receive profits, Congress lets you value that gift at zero. Now, think about that. You value something to your children at zero because you don't own the stock, but you know it's going to pay you huge amounts of money. And in this case, they have $100 million in their trust fund. If my wife and I had $100 million and wanted to give it to our kids, we would pay $31 million in gift taxes.
So let me understand this. This is, you know, perhaps investments that were made by people who invested in Bain Capital years ago, with a promise that part of the compensation for Bain making the deal would be profits from that. These profits are spinning off to Mitt Romney years later, who is then spinning them off to his sons, and so nobody's paying taxes on them.
Exactly right, except for the last part. When you get the income, you have to pay it at the 15% rate for most of it.
Yeah.
But it means that the parents have effectively pushed forward not just the $100 million the sons have, but they avoided the $31 million of gift tax. So they've really, in effect, given their sons the equivalent of $130 million without paying any tax. And nobody can do that except people who run private equity funds like Bain Capital Management.
Yeah, banks can't even do it. We have a primer on this at hereandnow.org. But David K. Johnston, what do you think happens now? As you have been very clear in saying, this isn't as much about Mitt Romney as it is about the tax system. And as we can see, this money that's generated that's sort of treated, even though it's income, even though it's a gift, it's not taxed at the same level it would be for average citizens. Do you think that's going to change?
Well, I hope so. At the heart of this is a split going on in the Republican Party between Main Street, that's the Newt Gingrich sort of folks, and Wall Street, that's the Romney kind of folks. And to get real tax reform in this country, we have to stop treating certain classes of people as special and privileged and different than the rest of us.
David K. Johnston of Reuters and Syracuse University on how Mitt Romney's tax returns are shining a light on the tax structure. David, thanks so much as always.
Thank you, Robin.